Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the RomReal presentation of third quarter 2013 results conference call, hosted by Haris Paliondas. My name is Adrian, and I am your event manager. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key *0 on your telephone, and the coordinator will be happy to assist you. I would like to advise all parties this conference is being recorded for replay purposes. And now I'd like to hand over to Haris. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Adrian. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the RomReal third quarter 2013 result presentation. The Q3 report and investor presentation can be found on our homepage, www.romreal.com, or alternatively on www.newsweb.no. I, Haris Paliondas, and chairman of RomReal, Katie Gronsberg, will be available for questions by email or phone shortly after the call has ended. This conference call will also be recorded and placed online on www.romreal.com. Now, if you all please turn to page 3 of the presentation that was distributed together with the third quarter 2013 report yesterday. This is a summary of highlights of the third quarter 2013 results. The statutory net asset value, NAV, under the International Financial Reporting Standard was 0.2 euro or 1.9 Norwegian kroners per share at the end of the third quarter 2013. This represents an increase of 5.5% compared to the end of the second quarter 2013. The main reason for this increase in NAV is the increase in cash resulting from the proceeds of the rights issue. The company has not made any changes to the land bank portfolio valuation since the 2012 year-end independent valuation. There was a pre-tax loss in the third quarter of 2013 of 260,000 euros. Total assets at the end of the third quarter were 35.9 million euros compared to 34.5 million euros at the end of the third quarter 2012. Following the increase in share capital registered on the 11th of July 2013, the number of issued shares changed from 4,924,736 to 103,419,456, each share with a par value of 0.001 euro. The increase in shares is a result of a successful rights issue that took place in July this year. Net proceeds of the rights issue amounted to 1.45 million euro. This is the main reason for the increase in the NAV during the quarter. One plot of the company's land bank has obtained its urban certificate in order to be divided into smaller plots. Market intelligence has indicated that small plots of around 500 square meters are more marketable considering the available finance to buyers in the Romanian market. This is in line with the company's strategy to realize some of the value from its land bank. The European Union Statistical Office, the Eurostat, showed the Romanian economy annualized growth in GDP during the third quarter of 2013 of 1.6% compared to an average of 0.2% growth in the rest of the EU region. The company believes that this is another positive step in the country's recovery from the financial crisis. Overall, the recent positive macroeconomic figures for Romania are placing the country back on the investment map. An example is the recent public listing on the AIM market of London Stock Exchange of one of the most active realty investors in Romania, raising 53.6 million euros, and the funds will be invested mainly on the Romanian market. Now, if you please turn over to page 4. This is an overview of the company's land bank situated mainly in Constanza and with some plots in Bucharest and Brasov. There were no changes in the company's land bank during the first quarter. The company is progressing with the selected planning upgrades of several plots in the region of Constanța. Please turn to page 5. The purpose of this table is to track the changes in the net asset value, or NAV, of the company under International Financial Reporting Standards. The investment property, which consists of the company's land bank, stands at €30,953,000. Since there has been no change to the land bank portfolio valuation since the end of the year 2012 independent valuation. Inventories mainly refer to developments that were stopped during the financial crisis, and in particular the Oasis development. Inventories are €2,814,000. Cash in the company at the end of the third quarter is €1,768,000, out of which the net proceeds from the rights issue equal to €1,450,000. Other assets or liabilities are at €11,807,000. This gives a net asset value under IFRS of €23,730,000, resulting to an increase of 5.5% compared with the same quarter, compared with Q2 2013. This increase is a result of the cash profits from the rights issue. Please turn over to page 6 of the financial highlights. The operating revenue of €93,000 consists of income realized from the land bank assets awaiting development, with the main contributor here being the Balada market. In comparison to last year, the revenue in Q3 2012 of €188,000 also included the sale of the last apartment in the Corrado development. Operating expenses of €232,000 consist mainly of salaries, land bank expenses, administration costs, taxes, etc. In the third quarter of 2013, the operating expenses include part of the right issue costs, which have been attributed to the period. The other operating income of €33,000 is due to unrealized foreign exchange gain on the company's land bank, following the third quarter's RON to euro adjustments. The large difference compared to the third quarter of 2012 is due to the exchange rate of RON to euro that has remained somewhat flat during the period in 2015, in comparison to an adversely volatile period last year. Net financials of minus €155,000 consists mainly of two components: the accrued interest on the Alpha Bank loan of €96,000 and foreign exchange loss reserve of €61,000 due to the foreign exchange movement of the company's intercompany and Alpha Bank loan. Since the beginning of the year, the RON depreciated by 0.7% against the euro, while during the period, the RON remained relatively flat against the euro. Total assets stand at €31,152,000. Total liabilities, which consist mainly of the Alpha Bank loan of €11.6 million, currently stand at €12,158,000, and the total equity is €23,370,000. On page 7, you can find the list of the top 20 shareholders of Rom Real. Following the rights issue, the top 20 list has been expressively adjusted, reflecting a significant increase in the holdings of Rom Real officers. Rom Real CEO Carl Gibson has reached a holding of 15.1% compared to pre-rights holding of 3.5%, while Chairman Kjetil Bronsberg currently holds 9.3% of the company compared to pre-rights holding of 4.6%. The top 20 shareholder list is publicly available information, and it has been printed here as a service to investors. With the main necessary working capital in hand, the company is focusing now on increasing the attractiveness and sellability of its land base. As a result of the management's efforts, the urban certificate was received for one of the company's plots. The efforts are now focusing in two directions: to obtain the planning permission for a further three major plots in Costanzo, and to market the already divided small plots. The purpose of these activities is to release maximum value from our land bank. The management will also continue to pursue alternative opportunities in realizing some of the value from our land bank, which is of very high quality. To conclude our presentation for today, I would like to thank you for participating. This presentation will shortly be uploaded to our homepage, www.romreal.com, for your convenience. I and Chairman of RomReal, Kjetil Grønskag, will be available for questions by email or phone shortly after the call has ended. We wish you a good day.
Thank you, Harry. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining and have a good day.